So let me ask you a question. Yeah. You gave me a thumbs up, and I appreciate it. So you must love the things of God.
I do.
But don't you have to come out of the world, sir, to follow Christ? And didn't he tell us to go preach the gospel and make disciples? And what I find,
I think to be of the world and in the world are two different things.
Really? But you're in the world partaking of this. This is just all entertainment and frivolity.
Yeah, that's, you can let, that takes it too far.
But you're here enjoying
Jesus, it. Jesus was in it and he enjoyed things.
He preached the gospel here. You're just here enjoying yourself.
And he went to the wedding and created
that was an Israelite wedding. There was nothing ungodly there. There's nothing ungodly about wine.
There's nothing ungodly about this.
This is of the world, and James 4:4 says if you're a friend of the world through sports, politics, entertainment,
festivals,
it says you're a friend of the world, James 4:4.
Well, you're making up the sports. You're making up
what are sports?
Means.
Carnal, worldly, fleshly, riotous. What is this? Well, built on eternity?
Then become a monk and go live on an island.
No, we go and preach the gospel, sir.
That's lost. That's what I do.
You don't even have a gospel that you want to tell people. You just want to be here entertaining yourself. You should be. All these people are going to hell, sir. Don't you care?
And I tell people about the Lord all the time.
Really, but you're not a good example of it. You're like the world. Your house isn't in order.
That's only in your goofy.
No, that's what the Word of God says, sir. That's what the Word of God says. That man walked by to give me a thumbs up, and when I challenged him and said, what are you thumbs upping for? He says you can be of the world. You don't have to be. You heard him. What are you, a monk? You're going to be a monk? No. Jesus said, go into the world and preach the gospel. He's here entertaining himself with his feminist wife who was trying to drag him away. That's not of a holy God. And so that's why we come into the world, to call people to repentance, to get them to see that they're headed for the wrath of God. And there is no hope as they live after the pattern of the world. There is no hope as they make up their own false savior. His wife dragged him away and he said, you're making this stuff up. Really, the Bible says you can't live like the world. And Jesus said, my sheep are not of the world. May they repent to the saving of their souls, because judgment day is coming. And God will be glorified. I've been preaching that. God will be glorified either if they repent and they enter the kingdom of God, or God's going to judge most all of these people to eternal hell, weeping and gnashing of teeth, and he will be glorified as well.